Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh my God, I love koala bears. A dream of mine is to hold a koala bear.
OMG. Everyone thinks that koalas are actually cuddly and they'll like, but actually they'll scratch you and they will give you chlamydia.
Is that why they called you a koala bear in college?
Maybe. So one time I didn't shave my upper lip. They called me a koala bear. Y'all,
there goes koala bear. Scratch me.
I cannot believe Nat uttered the word koala bears will give you chlamydia. And the woman just went, okay.
I was like, don't break that illusion for them.
I love her though.
I love you.
It just came out of her mouth. It's going to be a moment we remember. I will never think about koala bears the same.
It really is on par with
Magda just showed her nipples.
Magda has just bent her nipples to the shot against, but I still want to give a positive feedback. I don't want a month to go by where I don't, but I still want to give a positive feedback. Yeah, that's our Badoo episodes where Asia. Sorry,
which is
Asia.
Done. No reunion of Below Deck Down Under, y'all. So that's donezo, which we think is odd. We think that would have been actually a really good reunion. Hey, Below Deck, what's it called? Detention Seekers? Attention Getters? Attention?
Adventure.
Adventure, another A word. Below Deck Adventures, y'all. We're not covering that show. Y'all are coming at us and telling us it is good. We appreciate that. Please let us know. I'm just going to say this is going to be a bi-curious option.
It is going to be a bi-curious option. In fact, I can give those to you now.
Well, then.
For October.
Rocktober. We're a little late. Somebody just said, Carl, isn't it November?
We do sometimes do it the first week of the new month.
It's all going to be a little delayed.
Love is blind.
Love is blind, y'all.
So,
and if you're wondering, you're like, wait, what's the Bi-Curious, y'all?
And you were gone, so it was hard to do that.
The Bi-Curious is for people that are on Reality Gaze Extra on our Patreon or Supercast.
Why can't I find this?
We give you three shows, three choices, and then it's in the Patreon, actually. Y'all get to vote, and whichever one you vote is the show we cover. Whether we want to or not, that's the show we cover. So that'll be
Oh, here's the choices. Here are the choices. For October, the Below Deck Adventure is going to be the November choice.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be a November choice.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it premiered in November.
That's true.
So.
Even though this is November, but we're doing October.
Yes.
Okay.
I see nothing wrong with that. And I see doing a November show that premiered in November for the October Bi-Curious as a real problem. So I think you should rethink that. The choices are Dubai Bling.
Dubai Bling, yes.
Step off the private jet and into a high-flying social circle in Dubai, where lavish parties, stunning skylines, and jaw-dropping fashion are the norm.
I would like to go to Dubai.
I don't want to go to the desert. I'm sure it's great, but who cares?
See it once.
The next choice is selling Beverly Hills.
Ah.
That is Mauricio, who is married to Kyle Richards. That's his show.
So is it Selling Sunset?
No.
So it's just called, they literally just stole the name.
He has the show called The Agency.
Ah.
The real estate agent is called The Agency. Okay. And it's his daughter, I believe. We're not really Housewives people, but I watched a little bit. It's interesting.
Okay.
And then I'm also offering Easy Bake Battle, which I lost my mind at. And I'm offering it as a rage by Curious. And this was the show on Netflix that is hosted by Anthony Perofsky.
I know. Go ahead.
And some other snobby chef that he brings in. And they make fun of the ingredients. And they invite all the home cooks to make things. And then they talk about being an Easy Bake Oven. And then it's not really an Easy Bake Oven. It's just an oven that goes off after a while. And they're timed to do these things, but timing doesn't matter. So any rules that we make up, just throw out the window. And then at the end, they enjoy some kind of Easy Bake Oven brownies that came out of nowhere. That we don't know if we're baked in an Easy Bake Oven or not. They're just something. Who knows? Maybe they're prop brownies. Who knows? Maybe they got cyanide in them.
They probably just got them from Jones.
Probably.
Those are good brownies.
Those are good brownies. Yeah. Jones on 3rd.
Yes.
That's no one's going to know what Jones is unless they live in America or live in LA.
Best omelet in LA.
Really?
Really good omelets.
I never get breakfast when I'm there.
I always go there for breakfast. What just happened?
You know what? I find it ridiculously pricey for breakfast. That's one of the reasons. I'll eat lunch there. But I think breakfast should not be expensive.
Mother Poodle rides strong, y'all.
Breakfast should not be expensive.
Mother Poodle's there.
What's, you know? No. An omelet should not be $25.
It's not $25.
What is it?
I don't remember.
$22.
I didn't look.
I've been there before and the breakfast has been exorbitant.
You know, if I take you to breakfast, I'll pay for you.
It's the principle. Anyway,
those are your Buy Curious
those
options.
Those are your Buy Curious options.
We'll announce this on the free feed as well. Okay, we talked about that. We talked about Love is Blind, or we haven't, but Love is Blind, y'all. The finale and the reunion drop on Wednesday.
Yes.
This drops on, well, today. This drops on Wednesday as well. So, right? Below Deck Med?
Below Deck Med drops on Tuesday.
Yeah, so tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll drop on Wednesday tomorrow. And
no, it drops on Tuesday.
But I'm sorry, Love is Blind will drop on Wednesday.
Yes.
Who's on first? Anyway, we're very excited. They're doing a different thing where they're doing the finale and the reunion.
Did we announce this is Below Deck Med? I don't think so.
This is Below Deck Med. Season 7, episode 18.
Stuck in the griddle with you.
Stuck in the griddle with you.
Here I am.
Because of pancakes, y'all. It's a griddle.
Episode 17. Or 18.
It's 18 I wrote, but I could be wrong.
No, you're incorrect.
Okay, I'm incorrect.
I think maybe
no,
it is.
No, I think it's 18.
I think you're right.
Because I remember it said next week 19. Remember? Because they're adding them
so
to the other
episode.
So
there's 20 episodes. There's 20 episodes then.
This better be a one-part reunion.
It has to be. Because
I'd end up Below Deck could have been two parts.
OG. OG of Below Deck comes back 21st. Of this month.
Yep.
So Captain Lee, which may be his last season, y'all. Chief Stu Fraser.
We're excited.
And Rachel and Chef Rachel. Chef Cooter.
Chef Cooter. I think it's going to be a good season. I feel like there was something else I was going to talk about.
I don't know if she's drinking this charter, but I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Oh, well, I don't remember. I don't remember what I was going to say. So that's it. Let's just jump into it.
It's probably better that way.
Probably. Why did Dave stick his head in a pot of boiling water?
I don't think it was boiling. I think it might have been cold.
Oh, cold.
Yeah.
It still looked uncomfortable.
It did look uncomfortable.
I didn't like
it. He is coming apart.
He really is just unraveling.
Yeah. And you know what I was thinking about?
Oh, no.
It's never good when I say that.
I was
thinking about Dave and Tasha's relationship. Dave.
Dave.
what can I do for you, Dave? But this whole idea of, I don't think Dave would have gotten involved with someone who was so, it's the perfect storm, really. But she has kept him in her web.
She
consistently.
Subconsciously.
Yes.
Not consciously. But right. Yes. Yeah.
She. And I think if this would have been another woman who would have said no. Not that I don't think Dave is responsible for his own actions, but I don't think this would have happened with another woman.
She does not draw a clear boundary.
No.
We even see it with her ex-boyfriend. Like, she finally...
Oh, don't even get me started.
She says, though, like, it's not repairable, but she never says, I don't want to see you anymore. We don't see that in the text.
Ugh.
Like, it's
and the
just,
fact that he's texting Dave at the end, that's a workplace problem. When your ex is so toxic,
like he can bring that to Sandy.
Yes.
And her reaction to that was kind of like, well, what do you want me to do? And I went,
right.
And I wanted to say, you actually should at least, like, not that you can control your boyfriend, but you can at least say, Dave, I'm so sorry he's doing that.
She's going to act like the victim.
She just kind of, yeah.
And she's a terrible cheap stew.
She really needs to be alone. She needs to not be in a relationship.
The other thing, what I was seeing, and she's like, I'm excited because Tasha's going to be on, or Nat's going to be on service with me. And it's interesting, with Kyle not around, we actually get along. I'm like, it's because you formed a clique from the two of you.
Because you're not being clicked.
And you froze out, Nat.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons she won't say that. She felt frozen out.
Yeah, it's apparent before, because Nat won't say that her feelings were hurt.
No, but they that were. Was what was happening.
That's what was happening, yeah.
I can honestly say this.
Uh-oh,
I don't miss Kyle at all.
I really don't. Like, he said some funny, like, one line, but I don't think he was a good employee.
I found him just to be so smug.
Ellie is way more entertaining running into
and she talks like this. You know, my name is Ellie. She's going to high school. So cool.
She doesn't have Asia's accent.
No, it's more here. Yeah. She's Slovenian. Yeah. But hits the door.
It's pretty good. She kind of looks like she's related. She looks like she could be one of Libby's sister of the butthole brigade.
She does, but she doesn't have enough work done.
She's got some.
Yeah, fillers, definitely.
Fillers and I think Botox.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Very long ponytail, which are definitely extensions.
Definitely.
We're going to hear a little bit more about her. As we go, she's interesting with her high sing-song voice.
Yes. What is your first teabag?
It was Elena. And she's worked in a spa.
She like,
and,
please call me Ellie.
And she's wearing what I call a Naomi from Mama's Family top.
She's even wearing Naomi's shoes from Mama's Family, like white
it's
heels.
It's those, like, off-the-shoulder Miss Hopper.
She literally gets on the boat, and she's like, oh, I need to take my shoes off. And Courtney's just looking at her like, what the fuck?
Yeah, if I was a woman, I would wear these tops. They are made for me because they're shoulders time. And y'all know I love to show off the creamies.
You love your shoulders. You do. You do.
The creamy shoulders.
Yeah.
Creamy.
No, why? We're going to talk about more of her later, but my next...
She knows seven languages or whatever it is, and she's working on Mandarin.
Yeah, she did Chinese.
Captain Sandy goes, nice girl.
Yeah.
That's good body.
Yeah,
tight. Oof. Bounce a quarter off of it.
Like that ponytail. You can grab it.
Nice girl. That was my favorite.
Why is Dave texting Kyle saying, I feel broken and gutted? I was confused by that, too.
Well,
damn it. I wanted to ask you about it because it didn't make sense to me.
I feel like he was texting Kyle talking about missing Tosh.
Yeah.
But it is weird for him to be talking about missing his soulmate.
Yeah.
I think maybe Kyle was the one that Dave talked to.
I guess, but I don't feel like we really saw that a lot.
No.
So it just didn't make sense in the editing that suddenly now you're texting Kyle.
Speaking of that one, a really super toxic scene is, he's like, happy mental health day, Tosh. Dave says that. He's like, oh, I didn't see your post. He's like, well, yeah. Oh, it's because you blocked me.
You blocked me.
Happy mental health day. I'm going to go stick my head in an oven.
God, he can
it's
be such
awful. Awful.
She is terrible as far as not handling things, but he could be such an asshole.
He triggers so many women who have had to deal with men like that. I guarantee you. But there's something about, I still say.
He triggered me more than her.
It is the combination of the two of them.
They are the perfect example of two people who find the worst person for their pattern. So hopefully people watch this and go, oh, that's why I dated that guy when I was 27.
Yeah.
Like, that was so horrible for me. You kind of, it's
that Eeyore.
That subconscious shit that's going on, y'all, you don't even know about.
What's your next teabag?
My next teabag is, I know I was looking at time. What is my next teabag? So I don't know how good it's going to go because Ellie doesn't know how to use the ironing board. Ellie doesn't know how to walk through the door.
No.
Ellie's worked in spas. She's never Nat is freaking out about her doing laundry. And y'all, and Sissy,
Carly,
thank you.
That laundry is hard.
Message that laundry is hard. And when they, so now knowing what Sissy Carly said about laundry, when she walked in, she's like, yeah, I don't really. And I went, oh my God. Like when she asked Tosh, she's like, so how, or Tosh, when she said, so how do I know whose clothes are who?
She's like, you may want to ask Ned about that. Yeah.
And she's lucky she's only here for like less than 24 hours.
I agree. I was starting to get worried. Yeah. So I want to, what did I write down here?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Oh, y'all, Tosh's ex, my next teabag is the ex. He says, I'm sorry for being mean. He wants them to get back together. And I wrote down, Christ. And the voice, and he's like, why wouldn't you just block him? At this point,
she can't. That she can't have those boundaries, but that's what she has to do. Because honestly, Dave could just block him as well.
Yeah,
they both are addicted to drama.
Maybe, and that's what's like. Maybe I've just never had a situation like this. But
she's never fully broken up with him. She can't sever it. She's still keeping a cord of attachment because that, as she says. She has such a hard time with that. She can't block him because that's saying, I'm done.
Yeah.
And so that feels, the finality of that is too much for her.
I guess. And I can empathize with it, but God damn, have some fucking respect for yourself.
I mean, it's...
At the end of the day.
It's crazy at this point that her ex-boyfriend at this point could be at the tell-all. He's become a main character.
What if Andy gets texts?
Yeah.
Tosh, I'm getting texts from your ex.
But he's a
character. What's all that about?
He's a character at this point. He has been involved so much.
Ding.
They should do that.
Tosh, do you really think it's good for your ex to be texting you while on charter?
That's exactly how it's going to
say
it. It's going to really bother you. I won't mind it, but it's really going to bother you.
And that really like gross eyebrows, disgust look on his face.
I hope you know. I'm surprised I got you tickets for us to go see him and Anderson Cooper talk.
When?
Like next month.
I'm not going. Talk about boring. I find Anderson Cooper as about as interesting as watching paint dry.
Okay, I did see him once at Gold's Gym, and he is fucking gorgeous in
real
life. Yeah,
but he's just so dull.
I'm kidding. I don't have to. Who wants to go to a live thing of watching two gay men just talk about
handbags?
Actually, y'all, never mind. Come to our tour next fall.
Dicks.
I just read myself.
Yeah, I think our show is infinitely more entertaining because we get lost and we forget where we are. And
that's true.
I don't think either of them can really laugh at themselves.
Y'all, I just had to go to physical therapy because I...
You're old?
I hurt my... not as old as you. I hurt my... Or I jacked up my knee from wearing heels for our shows. What I do for y'all.
And it was when you tried to mount me as Jenny. That kind of does help. It does make me feel a little bit better.
Well,
that was the universe saying that was gross.
Hey, I did it for a laugh.
We'll do anything for a laugh.
It's true.
What's your next teabag? Oh, you know what? Before we do that, let's take a break.
It's a break. Yep.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
I wanna eat pancakes for dinner. I wanna get stuck in your head.
There's the stupidest song on Spotify called Pancakes for Dinner.
It's a really sweet one, worse with a woman singing, and it's about probably an ex for dinner.
Oh my God, it is! Her name's Lizzie McAlpin.
I liked you when we were together.
Can we show together, and when we're under the weather, we can watch it in bed.
Pretty voice.
I remember what it's like with you.
I want to dress up just to get undressed.
Pretty
think
cool.
That I should probably tell you this in case there is an accident and I never see you again.
Okay, I'm kind of liking it.
I kind of like this.
I was trying to read it.
Okay, I like this.
I'm into it. She's got a Billie Eilish vibe.
I was going to say Waitress Woman.
Sarah Bareilles? No, Sarah Bareilles.
These are pretty chords. Lizzie McAlpin, y'all. Pancakes for Dinner.
She's not a sponsor.
Oh, she's cute, too. Look at her. I'm going to like that song.
You are basic as bitch.
You
basic
liked it.
Bitch.
You liked it
maybe.
First.
Maybe.
You liked it first. It was always an event. Here's the deal. Here's my teabag. And it's not about this basic fucking man who's hot, but basic.
This man's a toddler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the
deal. I just need to say that.
Pancakes for dinner is a special occasion type of thing. It's something that when
he has it everywhere.
When my mama would say, baby, tonight we're going to have pancakes and bacon for dinner. And you go, oh, boy. And it's something we had like maybe once every 6 months.
Yeah.
It was an event.
I never had that. We would have breakfast for dinner, but we never had pancakes for dinner.
But did you have breakfast for dinner a lot?
No.
It was a special occasion.
Yeah.
What's the... You can't just go around in life just having pancakes all the fucking time. I bet this guy on his Instagram has a picture of a pancake because he decided a pancake was going to be his goddamn brand.
Well, here's what
God,
here's
child.
What tells me. NFL players
these are our sports stars, you guys, and after a long time, we get used to being treated like a god among men.
Yeah.
And you're paid exorbitantly.
Yeah.
And you get
Is he a really famous one?
I don't know him. I don't know. I don't How much do I know about football?
Well, I don't know.
I know who Tom Brady is. That's about it.
And he just got divorced from Giselle Bundchen.
Giselle. Strange you said Bundchen right, which kind of surprised me. Giselle. So I was like, what Giselle today? Wow. The intervocalic S is a Z.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm here. Wow.
But in the midst of that, that you interrupted me, I was saying that...
God, it's dark outside.
These sports people, like these two guys, they're not used to being told no.
Mm.
And they're used to being to get everything they want. And even if they are... To me... Great, if you're on a super yacht, you're paying this much money. Maybe you say, can I have some pancakes for dinner? Don't specify how you want them. And like there's a special recipe to follow. That kind of threw me. He's like, I want them crispy. Can you like put a dollop of like coconut oil in the middle of them? And I was like, and the chef, Dave, was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I get that we've talked about with Chef Ryan, he didn't want to do anything for the guests.
Yeah.
And this is a charter. They get what they want. They get special service. I get that. But there's, for something so basic as a pancake.
Right.
And the fact that he had so many qualifications of what his pancakes needed to be.
What I thought was, if he would have just said pancakes, and it's just, I think, the thing about it is, y'all, also, I don't think Americans don't realize American-style pancake. Pancake means something different anywhere you go.
In Europe, I think it is a crepe. They don't
what
have
he says
pancake.
Is, he said he did not want fluffy pancakes. Which I've never heard anyone say they did not want fluffy. It was very strange.
You always want fluffy pancakes.
But he wanted them crisp, which you can get both crisp and fluffy. I digress. But
you can.
It was
the ones at Dupars. They're crisp on the outside.
He did not. God, I love Dupars pancakes.
They're very good pancakes.
He did not say thin. Dave added that along the way.
Dave did add
now,
that.
Now, but what I will say, a crepe... And a pancake are very different.
Very different.
Now, when Dominique did say, I'm not a crepe person, which to me sounded like, I'm not a faggot.
Maybe.
Okay. That's what I heard when he's like, I don't eat crepes.
I eat them for breakfast. What was his name? Like Dominique Easley? Or Dominic?
Just Dominique. Dominique.
Dominique. I did hear
I'm not a faggot.
I bet you his Instagram has a picture of a pancake in
probably,
his profile.
Probably.
This is leads me on to another teabag. Who are all these people on this fucking charter?
This is a real motley crew.
It reminded me when you said the word faggot, actually.
There's the guy who has rings on his hat, who is obviously the gay jester of the group.
Tyler.
Yeah.
And the reason, y'all, he can do spaghetti through his nose.
Done a lot
of coke and he can suck some dick.
Oh, yeah. There's already a hole in his sinus.
Oh, yeah.
And the weirdest thing, when they did do the spaghetti thing, they're like, someone get us a noodle. Somebody get us a noodle. And they're like, perform, gay jester.
You know what it is? This man, he's bored.
Mm-hmm.
He's so bored, and he's so used to like, probably, and I get that. If you do sports especially, there's the excitement and the rush of it. But I bet it's insufferable to be around him.
Well, I think that's true, but I think the primary was the kind of the guy who was wearing like a sleeveless shirt, and he just was using NBA players as accessories.
And you mean NFL?
Did I say NBA? NBA. NFL, yes.
Yeah. You know what? You don't really need to know those letters. That's hard for you. I get it when it comes to that. You wouldn't know.
PLO?
Yeah.
PDQ?
Yeah.
VHS? head cleaner. But I just, there was a moment where the charter felt weird. They are all excruciatingly bored.
I agree. Yes. Yes.
And, but the whole thing was weird. And that's when the guest said at the beginning, I just want to hold a koala bear. Koala bears have chlamydia.
In her defense, there's a lot of videos of people holding koala bears.
That's true.
So,
I'm not going to go off on this. An animal is not your stuffed animal. An animal is not, a wild animal is not your pet.
Agreed. If you want a pet, get a domesticated dog.
There
or
is
cat.
A kitten,
a pig,
or a dog.
You can get domesticated pigs.
Yeah. Don't make a tiny wild animal your pet.
Get a gerbil.
Yeah.
A penguin.
That's a wild animal.
Oh, okay.
A sea lion that stows away with you.
Get a mountain lion.
Puffers.
Like my cousin Chad, and name it Bobo.
So anyway, Dominique wants crispy pancakes, not fluffy. I think what we see Dave give him crepes, and he just reacts. I think he did say, I think I wrote this down. He said, I'm not a crepe person. I'm a very difficult person.
He's like, I didn't ask for a goddamn crepe. It is kind of like you said, I'm not a fat.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard, I'm not, I want American pancakes and I won't accept anything
else.
To me,
it was the Americanism of it.
Yeah.
Because I thought, does Dave maybe not know what a pancake is?
I think American pancakes.
Because Brits don't have pancakes, do they?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
So how would he know? I don't think it's a European thing at all.
They call them American pancakes, but he was there are so many levels that are working why there was a misunderstanding. But what I don't understand is Dominique could have said, so you brought me excuse me, in a way that was, there's a misunderstanding here. You brought me crepes. I want American pancakes but crisp. But he didn't. It never went that far.
No.
And he acted like someone had, like he had dropped his binky and no one was picking it up for him.
Yeah, like a baby.
It was ridiculous.
A baby.
He acted like a child.
I mean, when he walked down the steps after complaining about all the steps on a boat, and then said, "Oh damn, I'm not sleeping in the room by all the water." You're on a boat. You're on a boat.
You're on a boat.
You're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah,
that's the definition of water.
It was something.
excuse me.
I'm coughing too.
I just thought, though, has this man never been out of Grover's Corners?
I think he's used to controlling his environment very strictly, which explains the...
No, that's what I agree. I agree.
Explains the pancake stuff. And
to me, it's a control thing.
It is.
Because if he was like, golly, there's a bunch of water. That's one thing. This guy's a fucking NFL player. Mm-hmm. He's traveled America, if not the world.
Right.
He knows. So this is all just power play.
Yeah.
Small dick energy.
Yeah, totally.
It's not a small dick, though.
The point is, it doesn't really matter how much money you have. It matters how you behave.
For sure.
And this is just... This is childish behavior.
There is no, it goes back, I think I've told this on the podcast before, but my friend who was a backup singer who said Dolly Parton and Liza Minnelli were the most kind, generous artists she'd ever worked. And she'd worked with Michael Jackson, Sting, David Bowie. She's worked with all these people.
Who was the worst?
She wouldn't tell us.
Oh.
And she said, I'm not going to tell you that because... that's not the energy I want to put out in the world.
I get that.
And she said, but I'll tell you who the best are. And they were Liza Minnelli and Dolly Parton. And I thought, someone who came from a shack and then another person who could be a complete monster, because she had every right to be.
Yeah, her childhood.
With her mother and with Jude and all of that. And they both chose to be kind.
Yep. Yep.
Fuck you, Pancake Man. I would watch you jack off, though.
I'm sure
you
would.
But I bet you're a terrible lay.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Should we talk about... is it your turn, I think? Because I Where I don't know whose turn it is.
We talked a little bit about Reddy. There's a bit more about like Tush and telling her boyfriend, texting him and saying, you know, this is not repairable. It's not going to happen. Yada, yada, yada. Mainly, I just want to say, I want to talk about, this is why I think this season could have been shorter.
Oh, it could have been four or five episodes shorter.
Because if we're having to go into exposition about Elena's childhood and her life, y'all,
it's interesting you bring that up.
She's here for two episodes.
I think it's time for a Below Deck theater.
Jesus.
Right, puffers? That's a dog. You got to go in. We were doing it differently.
I'll do the seal how I want to do the seal.
You know what?
How I feel called to do it.
That's fair. I should let you do your own color work.
You want me to give you a Captain Sandy line reading and see how that goes?
You won't dare. Captain right. Sandy is talking to Ellie.
Oh, that's what we're doing. Okay.
And
action.
Hey. Hey there.
Hey there, pretty lady. Hi. I'm just doing some laundry in here. Just fold the clothes.
Hey there.
I love folding.
Perky boobies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just wait till you see my costume tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be a Playboy bunny.
Oh, my lady dresses up as one of those.
What?
It's a fun night, I tell you what.
Your lady?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean your mother?
No.
Your lady?
My lesbian lover.
Oh.
I like women.
I love lesbians.
Can't you tell from my mouth?
I wondered. Yeah, I did.
So where were you stationed before? What yachts you been on? Who we slept with in common?
Oh, no, I don't sleep with women.
Oh.
But no.
That's a shame.
Yet.
Ooh.
Yet. No,
so
I just.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, I'll tell you where I've been.
See, my lady and I have an understanding, so it's fine.
I feel weird. So, no, I've been on the Baltic Sea.
Oh, those are some rough, weather.
Oh, boy, tell me. What's up by Norway?
Oh, love it.
Got caught in a storm.
Love a good fjord.
Don't know what that is.
I know.
But I could say it in, Chinese.
Mandarin.
In Mandarin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what happened there?
No, so we were up by Norway, you know, and
ooh.
A little rough. There was a storm that came up, and then the storm's just,
been on a pirate ship once.
Equalizers. I don't know if you watched another Below Deck franchise where the equalizers went off of a boat, but as we've seen,
it's stabilizers.
It was on this one.
The stabilizers.
Who knows? Because they aired the same fucking show at the same fucking time.
I know.
But
yeah.
Whatever. We're just going through it anyway. You know what it's like to be on a rocking boat, you know?
Ooh, you have no idea. I could tell you.
I feel like there's subtext in there.
Yeah.
I speak a lot of languages. I know lesbian.
Yeah, you do know lesbian. I can tell.
I'm just kidding. So anyway. Waves were 20 meters, 30 minutes. It was horrible.
That must have been awful.
It was. I know I'm smiling, and it looks like I'm disassociating, but really, it was so terrible. I almost died.
What were you worried about?
Well, I'm worried that, you know, if I died, I didn't care about me.
You're having a real moment here.
I'm going to smile and laugh through this, even though I'm talking about something that was horribly terrifying. Don't judge me. But yeah, I just thought, if I die, my parents are going to have to live with that.
I'm gonna stop you there, Ellie.
That would be terrible.
I appreciate this moment we're having here.
Yeah.
But I got to finish this fucking charter season.
Okay.
And we're trying to finish this. And you're basically a bag of meat who's here to do laundry. And I'm happy that you got some nice extensions on and a nice tight ass. So
okay.
Go get in the laundry room.
But almost died.
Yeah, we all almost died. Right, puffers? And scene. This was a misplaced share.
But Captain Sandy, where she just said, looked at her at the end of it, said, "That's terrible, just flailing in the sea."
She didn't say that. What I don't get, though, is Sandy was thinking, I guarantee you Sandy was thinking, why are we getting your backstory at this time?
Even Sandy at the time was thinking, I bet she broke and looked at a producer and said, Are we going to get
this?
Do we
need this?
Do we need this?
This chick's here just to fold my underwear.
Exactly. It tells you that I think...
She needs to put my period panties in the drawer.
The season's run out of steam.
Totally, yeah. You think?
Yeah. You know, because people liked it, but these last like 4 or 5 people were messaging us and going, oh,
yeah, they're
deck,
done.
Man, I'm done.
Yeah, people are done.
This show is a much better show at 15 episodes.
Agree.
You know what? Most shows are.
I agree.
God, give me 90 Day Fiance with 12 episodes.
It's all about money. The game's changed.
Y'all, don't worry. If you're not watching Hey, as a lot of you have told us this last episode, don't worry. We're not talking about it on the podcast anyway.
We touched on it for about 20 minutes.
We literally talked about Love is Blind more. We're still, though, going to talk about Hey, because we feel, Hey, because we feel like, y'all, if you're going to watch that shit, we're going to watch it with you.
Yeah, I think we gave a little bit to it, but we had a good time just talking about lots of other shit.
Yeah, we still have a good time. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, the Valley of Hay. We are, yea, though I walk through the Valley of Hay, yeah. I will fear no evil.
All right, y'all.
I don't think I have any more.
I do. It's called Jordan, Take Your Fucking Chain Off, You Stupid Idiot.
This is what I don't get.
What a fucking numbnut.
The gay jester said, you know, this is like the cost of a house. That chain is like expensive. And it was said with the same energy as this chain's like, you could never have this because y'all are all poor.
Because you're all poor.
And at one point I'm thinking, well, why is it on?
It is to show everyone that you are rich and wealthy. That's the only reason it's on.
And then we all they get to a point where the Courtney has to go. Courtney has the terrible job of asking. They're like, so Captain Sandy, I'm afraid that he's lost his chain. And
they wanted to go scuba diving.
And she's like, Captain Sandy looks at him and is like, fuck no. They're like, it's gone.
It's gone.
Like that water's even deeper in there. It's like Captain Sandy's never going to sugarcoat anything.
No, it's gone, and the current just took it out.
Right.
Here's the deal, too. Look, I get it. You want to show your wealth. You want to wear nice things on a private yacht.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm not saying wear it on the yacht, but fucking take it off when you're going on a goddamn jet ski.
And then...
like, I would take off my watch. I would take off my wedding ring. I would take off everything.
I think the other thing I'm thinking about here is then he says, someone needs to find my motherfucking chain.
That is what
he... I just went, what?
The authoritative just... blubbering of and the audacity of that someone needs to scour the fucking ocean.
That's what this whole charter felt like. There was a bunch of toddlers who everyone coddled them.
And honestly, arrogance.
Yeah,
a lot of fucking arrogance.
Yeah,
I wasn't a fan.
They could. I don't ever want to see them again.
Well, we're going to next episode.
Oh well,
because I'm sure there's going to be an arc where Dave finally gets a pancake right.
Oh, God. Y'all, I need to say this. There's one scene between Reed and Ellie. Where he's like, what was the other ship you worked on? Oh, Kismet. Do you know it? Oh, yeah, I know Kizzy. He said Kizzy. And he said it in a way that was like, sure, yeah, I know what you're talking about. He's like, some people call me, I'm like, flirty, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. And I'm just like, I want to tell him, I'm like, dude, no one gives a fucking fuck that you're Southern. No one fucking cares.
I guarantee you they'll make a bit about him saying Roll Tide on the reunion. And hopefully, if he said, the last time he says it, a trap door will happen and he'll just fall into a pit of knives.
He's not a bad guy, but he's just...
he annoys the shit out of me.
He's just... you can tell he thinks he's more important than he is.
Yeah.
And everything he says is a little bit more... it's just that
he's
arrogant.
A mediocre straight man.
He's a mediocre white straight man. I also think maybe he feels like... but I feel like nobody, I feel like in other parts of the world... maybe some people do in the U.S. I don't think they do. I don't think people in Europe give a fuck if someone is Southern. And the way he talks about it is like he's telling, like someone says, oh, I'm, you know, I'm French. And people go, oh, wow, you're from France. No one goes, oh, wow, you're from Mississippi.
They don't say that, but they are intrigued.
Texans get that.
I've been when I've said where I was from, when mm-hmm. they would ask, they're like, oh, you're Southern. So it is a thing that people do know. I don't think it's as much as he thinks it is.
No.
But what they've seen in the – what I used to get, what a movie that a lot of people had seen in when I was in Europe and living in Austria was most people had seen Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
And so they think of that. So they think of – and I'm like, no, fast forward like 150 years.
I guess
or
people
125 years.
I've heard more states. Like people go Texas, or like when people get excited when they hear I'm from California.
Yeah.
Or I've heard people get excited if somebody's from New York City.
When I say South Carolina, people go, oh, or been to Myrtle Beach. Yeah. Or that's about it. And when I say where I'm from, they'll go, oh, that must be, is that really Southern? They're like, oh, I've been to North Carolina before. I'm like, of course you have.
But when you say, oh, I live in California, they go, oh, Hollywood?
Yeah.
Like, they kind of.
Like, yes, I live right on Hollywood Boulevard.
Close enough. You've worked there a lot. Worked there a lot. Ooh. Y'all.
I think that's the show, isn't
that's
it?
That's the show. All the thing we have to say is, y'all, Dave's not a bully. He wants to know that he's not a bully. Gary, can you roll that tape of Dave bullying Tosh?
And saying you're a slut.
Can you just roll that? Sure did.
Wow.
Wow. Come. You want to like Dave, but he's really just a
a
damaged man who wants us to feel his pain, and it's so undeserved.
He needs to. He's probably he's talented, but he should never been on a boat.
Yeah.
He needs to get a lot of therapy.
Yeah, because I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy, but I feel like his behavior is unacceptable.
His behavior in relationships, he will lash out. He is always trying to, when someone hurts him, he will try to hurt the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you, he's a terrible person to be in a relationship with. You can interview everybody who's ever had a relationship with him. It never ended well.
Never ended well.
Yeah. That's the show. That being
y'all,
said.
That's it. Favorite line of the show? The chain in spaces.
No.
What did we say?
The chain.
Do the right key.
You took it way too. The chains in Spain. So next time use your brain.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-da.
The chains in Spain. So next time just use your brain.
And where's that blasted chain?
In Spain, in Spain.
And next time, what should you use?
Use your brain, use your brain.
Olé!
The chain in Spain. So next time, just use your brain.
Take the high note, you whore.
The chain in Spain. So next time, you use your brain. How dare you sing a third higher than me?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.